Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do. By sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit.
Now, today's devotional reflection. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are not condemned. Quite the opposite. Adam brought condemnation into the world through direct disobedience to God. Christ brought freedom from condemnation. Romans 5 verse 10 boldly proclaims that Jesus' atonement paved the way to friendship with God. When we believe in Christ, he reconciles us to God. Being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Through choice, we condemned ourselves through disobedience. We chose at a tree to eat the wrong fruit. Jesus chose obedience on Calvary's tree. He obeys his Father's will and makes atonement for all who will believe. Because Adam disobeyed God, many became sinners. But because Jesus obeyed God, many will be made righteous. When we choose to believe at Calvary's tree, Christ has made the way for us to be justified. Justification is the action of declaring or making someone right in the sight of God. When you believe in Jesus and confess the old sin nature, Jesus gives you a clean heart and declares your forgiveness. The old is gone. Behold, all things have become new. So Adam gave us instant condemnation, but when we confess Christ, he gives us instant justification. Adam gave us immediate judgment, and Jesus gave us instantaneous grace and mercy. Adam charged judgment upon our future apart from Christ. But when we turn to Christ, he has charged his righteousness to our lives. The next time someone tries to condemn you over your past, you remind them of what Christ Jesus has done for you. If you are a Christ follower, you are perfectly forgiven. If you are a Christ follower, his grace has been given to you. His righteousness has been charged to your account if you live for him. Leave the past in the past and enjoy the newness of the present Jesus has given you. Look with anticipation towards the future home he has made for you. Remind everyone who attempts to condemn you over your past that Romans 8 verse 1 assures there is now no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.